the fur puller. Rose and her boy have been standing in line for 2 hours now, and young Billy hasn't managed 10 minutes without coughing. Not that anyone in that line would notice their own lives being a world of constant wheezing and worry. Reaching the front of the queue, Rose all but collapses at the sight of Mr. Matthews before the scales. Christ, why did it have to be him today? He doesn't look up, just holds out a hand while scribbling in his ledger. Rose places a soiled sack onto his clean skin. Even before it's on the scale, she can see his disgust. A slight downturn of the lips, a quick flick of his brow, like he's weighing her up, deciding whether she and her family will do. Mr. Matthews lays the sack on the scales. Rose doesn't blink for fear of missing the tilt of it, doesn't breathe for fear of losing more than she already has. Billy coughs like he always does, dry and brittle. Mr. Matthews raises his eyes and she sneers within one of his looks again. 1 pound 12 ounces, he says. Then the whisperings come that they do each week, as sure as the winds each winter. She ain't even got a full ton, that mangy Maud Brown says. I'll have to take the shortfall from your wages, says Mr. Matthews. Rose leans heavy on the edge of the desk. It's the bones of her he's stripping away. I'm sorry, Mr. Matthews. It's me boy, Billy, his chest. Yes, come on, speak up or move aside. I opened me window, Mr. Matthews, so Billy could breathe, and the wind gasped from behind like a storm in reverse. She opened her bleeding window, big mouth Bertha says. Rose pulls Billy from the desk, the boy's cough echoing around the yard. But it's her that feels the sting of it, it's her now being gutted and flayed. Work at home, they said, safer than the factories. Rose knows the truth of that more than most. Charlie won't work again. Charlie's in bed when they get home. Harry and little Lucy are rooting around the floor, shifting through layers of coarse hair. It's like having a carpet, Rose used to joke, like the ones in posh hotels. But carpets are made for comfort. This stuff clings to the walls, covers the windows, coats their food and chokes the little faces of Rosie's blessed babies until they look and sound more animal than human. At her desk, stomach rumbling, Rose opens a drawer and pulls a knife, puts her hand to her sack. Billy coughs, climbing into bed beside Charlie. But there's work ahead for her tonight, foul and messy at that. Rose reaches for the next rabbit skin to pluck from up off a high shelf. Can't be too careful now, not since fine little Lucy chewing in one, fortnight last.